بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك أنزلنا إليك الكتاب فالذين آتيناهم الكتاب يؤمنون به ومن هؤلاء من يؤمن به وما يجحد بآياتنا إلا الكافرون. وما كنت تتلو من قبله من كتاب ولا تخطه بيمينك إذا لارتاب المبطلون. بل هو آيات بينات في صدور الذين أوتوا العلم وما يجحد بآياتنا إلا الظالمون. وقالوا لولا أنزل عليه آيات من ربه قل إنما الآيات عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين. أولم يكفهم أنا أنزلنا عليك الكتاب يتلى عليهم إن في ذلك لرحمة وذكرى لقوم يؤمنون. قل كفى بالله بيني وبينكم شهيدا يعلم ما في السماوات والأرض والذين آمنوا بالباطل وكفروا بالله أولئك هم الخاسرون. ويستعجلونك بالعذاب ولولا أجل مسمى لجاءهم العذاب وليأتينهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون. يستعجلونك بالعذاب وإن جهنم لمحيطة بالكافرين. يوم يغشاهم العذاب من فوقهم ومن تحت أرجلهم ويقول ذوقوا ما كنتم تعملون. Continuing inshallah from ayah number 47 of Surah Al-Ankabut, ayah number 47. And in the previous lesson, we had started talking about the issue of the Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book, and how we are supposed to address them and how to give them da'wah. The same theme continues, some of mention of the people of the book and also the people of Quraysh and the objections that the Quraysh had, they are brought forth in today's lesson inshallah, and that is going to be discussed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. And similarly, we reveal to you the book, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran to you, and it is basically related to the previous lesson in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the people of the book and their revelation coming to them. And in it, the mention was that when addressing the people of the book, tell them that we have iman in what was revealed to us and what was revealed to you. So related to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. Similarly, we revealed to you the book, meaning the Quran was revealed to you, O Prophet of Allah. كَذَلِكَ, it means similarly. Okay, أَنزَلْنَا, the root word is from نون, زَا and لَام, نُزُول. And here it is taken into Bab If'al. Nuzul means, if it's in its root form, it means to come down. And Inzal means to send down. Okay, so Anzalna, we sent down to you. Ilayka, ila, and ka mixed together, combined, it means to you. And Al-Kitab obviously means the book. And similarly, we reveal to you or send down to you the book. فَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. As for those that whom we gave the book to, they have iman in it. Okay, meaning those people who understood that the Quran is the same and is from the same source as their books, the Torah and the Injil, they will certainly have iman in it. Okay, and those people who are blind to that, they will obviously reject it. But those people that realize that they're from the same root, the same source, then they will have iman in it. So, فَالَّذِينَ آتِيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. There are some from the people of the book that have iman in it. So, فَالَّذِينَ, fa, it means so, الَّذِينَ, those people, those, آتَيْنَا, we gave, humul, them, الْكِتَابَ, the book, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, they have iman in it. يُؤْمِنُونَ, they have iman, bihi, in it, they have faith in it. So, فَالَّذِينَ is from the Asma Mausula, and it means those people. آتَيْنَاهُمْ, the root word is alif, ta, and ya. And ataina means we gave whom, them, al-kitaba, the book, yu'minuna bih, they have iman in it. Yu'minuna, the root word is alif, meem, and noon, or hamza, meem, and noon. And here it means they have iman in it. وَمِنْ هَاُولَٰئِ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ And there are some from these people that also have iman in it. And these people refers to the people of the Quraysh that were with the Prophet ﷺ. So, وَمِنْ هَاُولَٰئِ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ مِنْ حَرْفُ الْجَرْ And here it's for تَبْعِيد. تَبْعِيد means some of them. هَاُولَٰئِ these people. هَاُولَٰئِ these ismu al-ishara. مَنْ Who yu'minu have iman bihi in it, meaning the Quran. So basically, what it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, similarly, we revealed to you the book, just like we revealed a book to the previous nations, and some of the people of the book, some of the Jews and the Christians, they're going to accept the validity of the Quran, and some of them are not, and some of the Quraysh are going to accept the validity of the Quran, and some are not. وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا الْكَافِرُونَ And nobody will reject our ayat, our signs, except the people who disbelieve, those people who do kufr. And here, وَمَا يَجْحَدُ مَا is nafiya, it's a negative ma. يَجْحَدُ is from the word juhud. Juhud means to reject something. To reject something, and the root word is jim, ha, and dal. Okay, so وَمَا يَجْحَدُ He doesn't reject it. That is the actual translation. He doesn't reject it. بِآيَاتِنَا Our signs. So he doesn't reject our signs. Who? إِلَّا Except الْكَافِرُونَ الْكَافِرُونَ is of course the plural of الْكَافِرِ The word kafir, the root word is kaf, fa, and ra. And kufr actually the root word, it means to hide something. Okay, and A kafir is called a kafir because he hides the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or he hides the fact that he is basically, he has iman and he doesn't want to accept it. He hides iman within himself even though he knows it to be true, but he cannot accept it for some reason. Because of his kibr, because of his arrogance, whatever the reason is. So that's why the word kafir, it also is used for farmers. People who are farming, they are also known as kafir. And yu'ajibu al-kuffara, this is in the Quran, that when the rain comes down, it makes the kuffar, meaning the farmers, happy. Why are they called kuffar? Because they take the seeds and they hide them in the ground. Okay? So this idea of hiding, this concept of hiding, it means to hide, and a kafir is called a kafir because he hides the blessings that Allah gave him. He rejects the blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him, and therefore he is called kafir. So, وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا الْكَافِرُونَ The people who reject our ayat are the ones who are the true kuffar, who are the true disbelievers. وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكِ إِذًا لَغْتَابَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ And you did not used to read a book before it, any book. وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكِ And you could not write with your hand. You could not write it with your hand. إِذًا then لَغْتَابَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ Most certainly, the people who want to spread batil, they would have become in doubt. They would have raised doubts. Okay? So basically what the verse is trying to say is, O Prophet of Allah, you are an ummi, you are unlettered. You did not know how to read or write. You still don't know how to read or write. And if you knew how to read or write, then the people who have disbelief, they would have made objections against you. And they would have said that you copied all of these things from the previous scriptures. And this is one of the things, one of the objections that even the Christians of nowadays, they have. They said the stories in the Quran are so similar that, you know, Muhammad must have copied them from the previous scriptures. And here's the answer to that. The Prophet ﷺ, he did not know how to read or write. So it's impossible for him to copy anything from any of the previous scriptures. Okay? And the beauty of the Quran is such, perfection of the Quran is such, that a person who could not know how to read or write could not have perfected it in such a way as the Prophet ﷺ did. Okay, grammatically it's flawless. Okay, it doesn't have any grammatical errors in it. It has been preserved from the time it was revealed until the time we see it in front of us right now. And an unlettered person, he could not have brought something so poetic and so complete in every single way. Okay, it's just like, you know, a person who's never been to even a kindergarten, you tell him to write a book that Shakespeare might have written or Charles Dickens might have written. It's impossible for a person to do that. So the Quran is something that was brought to us by a person who doesn't know how to read or write. This is a miracle in itself. And in another verse of the Quran, in Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he answers another objection. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّمَا يُعَلِّمُهُ بَشَرٌ لِسَانُ الَّذِي يُلْحِدُونَ إِلَيْهِ أَعْجَمِيٌّ وَهَذَا لِسَانٌ عَرَبِيٌّ مُبِينٌ. Indeed we know that the people are going to make this objection that the Quran was taught to him by another human being. Okay? And the falsehood that they are attributing it towards is in non-Arabic language, and the Quran is in pure and clear Arabic language. So this is, again, another objection. Okay, he must have copied it from a scholar of the previous scriptures. Okay, and he must have learnt it from somebody, and he brought it. Again, the previous scriptures, even if he did copy it, it was in Hebrew. It was in Aramaic, it was in Greek, whatever language the Bible had been translated into, it was in those languages. Now to take it and translate it, and then make the Quran as grammatically correct as we see it, with the poetic rhyming and everything, again, it's a feat in itself, even if he did. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, the languages that the previous scriptures came in, they were actually non-Arabic languages, they were Ajami languages, and the Quran that we see in front of us, it is in pure and clear Arabic. Okay, so this is the answer to anybody who objects. And actually there's a hadith in Bukhari, and this is the hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ receives his first revelation, and he comes down, he is basically very upset, and he doesn't know what's going on. He complains to Khadija, and Khadija consoles him, and then she takes him to Waraqah ibn Nawfil. Waraqah ibn Nawfil, who was a relative of hers, and he also says that whatever is happening to you, it happened to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam before you, and I wish that I could be alive to see the day that your people turn you out from your town. Meaning, if there comes a day, I would be there to support you, and I would help out as much as I can. So at the end of that riwayah, it says that Waraqah ibn Nawfil passed away. After a while, he passed away, and after he passed away, that riwayah says that the wahi stopped coming for a while. So this, the wahi stopped coming for a while, has been highlighted by some of the Christian critics, and they say, look, you know, he must have been copying from Waraqah ibn Nawfil, because it says that he died and then the wahi stopped. How could it be? So this is again nitpicking and trying to put objections against the Prophet ﷺ. Waraqah ibn Nawfil was an old man, and he died at the beginning of the prophethood of the Prophet ﷺ, and the Quran continued to be revealed for the next 23 years. So it stopped for a while. There's no point in even answering these kinds of objections. And again, even if he did, even if they continue to object, then the Quran has answered it, that their scriptures were in Hebrew, and the Quran, we see it, it is in pure and unadulterated Arabic, which is flawless and has never been open to any kind of objection for the past 1400 years. So anyway, the verse, وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابٍ, ma here is negative again. كُنْتَ تَتْلُو means this kana, if it comes in front of a mudari, you would translate it, you didn't used to, or you used to, but here it's manafiya, so you say you didn't used to do something. So and tatlu means to recite. The word tilawa is from tatlu. The root word is ta lam and waw. Ta lam and waw tilawa. So wama kunta tatlu You didn't used to do tilawa, you didn't used to recite min qablihi, before it, before what? Before the Quran, min kitabin, any other book, wala takhutuhu biyaminik, and you didn't used to write it with your right hand. Takhut means to make a line, okay? And basically means to make a line means to write biyaminik with your right hand. Ba with yamin, nik, yamin, right hand, biyaminik with your right hand. So again, you did not used to recite before it any book, wala takhutuhu biyaminik, and you did not used to write it with your right hand. Idhan, then, idhan, the word means then. Meaning, if that was the case, then, lartaba, lam for ta'kid, irtaba means to be in doubt. And the root word of irtaba is ray, ra, ya, and ba. And in the beginning of the Quran, we have ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. إِرْتَابَ means to be in doubt. Okay? And it's from the same root word. إِذَنْ لَغْتَابَ الْمُبْتِلُونَ. Then the people who are making بَاطِل, they would be in doubt. And مُبْتِلُونَ, the root word is ba, 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 and lam, بَاطِل. And it's إِبْطَال means to falsify things. People who falsify other things. Okay, so ibtal, mubtilun, the people who falsify other things. بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. But it is, meaning the Quran, is open signs, clear signs or clear ayat. فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ, in the chests, in the hearts of those people who were given knowledge. Okay, and this is the one of the miracles of the Quran, that it is being memorized right from the very beginning. The objection to the Quran is again that how come, you know, how can you prove that the Quran was in it's still in its intact form from the very beginning? And the answer is very clear, that right from the very beginning, the people have memorized the Quran. And that concept, that idea of memorizing the Quran, that tradition of memorizing the Quran, it is still prevalent in this day and age, that kids who are as young as 8, 10, even 6-year-olds memorize the whole Quran, even though it might not be their first language. We have 3 hufaz in our community, mashallah, in that age group. Between 8 and 10 years old, all 3 of them are non-Arabs, mashallah. This is a miracle. You give any child another language to learn, in French or Latin or German, and you ask him to memorize that thing, you know, it's just impossible to do. But non-Arab kids, at the age of 8 and 10, they're memorizing the Quran verbatim from the very beginning to the very, very end. This is a miracle in itself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting that and says that these ayat of the Quran, they are very clear ayat. And they have been fi suduri alladhina utul ilm, in the chests of those people that were given knowledge. And again, the objection from the non-Muslims is that the book, the Quran, was never in book form when the Prophet ﷺ died, which is true. It was not in book form. It had not been collected in book form until Uthman radiallahu anhu's time. And the collection of the Quran was started from the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that when in one battle 70 Hufaz were killed. Okay, so he realized that if it was not collected in book form, then there's a possibility that the Quran might be lost. So he set out to collect the Quran and put it in book form, and he met with opposition and objections from the Sahaba at that time, who said that how could we do something that the Prophet ﷺ never did? Okay, so he faced these objections, but ultimately they decided that this was the right thing to do, and they started collecting it. It was collected in book form, but the main method of collection from the very beginning was memorization. Okay, and the people memorized it. And that is still prevalent until this time. So you cannot object to something which you see right in front of your eyes. Okay, we have hufaz everywhere in the world. Okay, they're living proof that the Quran can be protected without having it in book form, Because there are millions of Hufaz throughout the world that have memorized the Quran. You have living proof in front of you. So you cannot deny it. You cannot object to it anymore. So, بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. But it is clear signs in the chest of those people that were given knowledge. وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا الظَّالِمُونَ. And nobody rejects our signs except the people who are wrongdoers, the people who do dhulm. So, بَلْ it is, it means but, okay, in the middle of a sentence. If you say something, an objection, the answer to that objection is, it starts with bal, okay. If an objection is made, the answer to it is bal, and the best translation of it is but, but. Huwa, it is ayatun, ayat meaning signs or verses, the plural of ayah, bayyinatun, clear. And it is from bayyin, bayyin al-amru bayyin, and bayyinatun, it means clear and open. Fi, in, sudur, this is, sudur is the plural of sadr, which means the chest. Sudur, in the chest. Alladhina, of those people, utul ilm, that were given knowledge. Utu, they were given al-ilm, knowledge. Utu, the root word is, again, alif, ta, and ya. And is from ita, means to be given knowledge. وَمَا يَجْحَدُ. And again, وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا is the same as the previous ayah. إِلَّا except الظَّالِمُونَ. Nobody rejects our ayat. إِلَّا except the ظَالِمُونَ, the wrongdoers. And ظَالِم is, of course, the root word is ظَا, لَام, and ميم. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ. قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. Again, the objection was from the disbelievers that why doesn't he bring some sort of a miracle? Why doesn't he bring more signs? Okay, why is it that, he claims to be a prophet and he doesn't show us any miracles? So the objection is brought forth here and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to it. وَقَالُوا, they said, why is it that he doesn't send or bring down or ayat or signs are not revealed to him from his Lord? قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. Tell them that the ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, and I am simply an open warner. I am simply here to warn you. So basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring forth ayat and signs and miracles if he wants to. There is nothing to stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing forth verses, okay, and bringing forth miracles if he wants to. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also knows that if he was to bring forth these miracles, he knows that still the people who want to object, they will make objections and they will not have iman. So there is nothing to stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing them, but the rule is that once a sign comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then people reject, then this will become the source of punishment. And this is highlighted in other verses of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودَ النَّاقَةَ مُبْصِرَةً فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا. What is preventing me, what is preventing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from sending a sign? Allah says in another verse of the Quran, that the thing that is preventing me from sending verses or sending miracles with the Prophet ﷺ is that previous nations have rejected such miracles. Okay? Then look at the situation with the camel of Thamud. The Salih ﷺ, when his people asked him for a miracle, this camel came out of a rock. A huge she-camel came from a rock, out of a rock, and they were instructed to share turns with the water that was with the animals. One day the animals and one day this naqa. And of course they didn't like this and ultimately they killed this camel, and of course the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the reason that other miracles are not given to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is for this very reason, that we don't want to send the punishment to those people who are continuously going to disbelieve even after they see those miracles in front of their very eyes. Okay? And there are other verses of the Quran which talk about this type of thing. So وَقَالُوا, they say, or they said, لَوْلَا, why, أُنزِلَ, why not, أُنزِلَ means revealed عَلَيْهِ, upon him, آيَاتٌ, miracles, مِن, from رَبِّ. So why is it that miracles were not sent upon him from his Lord? قُلْ, tell them, إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, indeed, the miracles are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to send, He can send, but He does not want to, that's His choice. But there's nothing preventing Him, or there's nothing in His power that is deficient because He doesn't want to send a miracle down to you. وَإِنَّمَا, قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, say, إِنَّمَا, indeed, الْآيَات, the signs, عند الله, are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّمَا, and indeed, أَنَا, I am, نَذِيرٌ, a warner, مُبِين, a clear warner. نَذِير, it is from the root word نُون, ذَا, and رَا, and مُبِين, it is from the root word بَا, يَا, and نُون, مُبِين, open. إِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِين, I am a clear warner. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ أَنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ, is it not enough for them that we reveal to you the book that has been recited upon them? Is it not enough for them that we revealed to you a book which has been recited upon them? So this was something, the Quran, again we go back to that same subject, that the Quran by itself was a miraculous thing, even for those people of the time that were so well versed in their literature and poetry. I mean, people used to have these poetic, you know, what we call in Pakistan, mushara. But those musharat were not like pre-planned. A person, a poet, would basically just come and he would be told, okay, do poetry about such and such a thing. And he would just start and start making up the poetry as he went along, and he used to rhyme it in a very beautiful way. And this is also very famous about Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, that he used to be able to do that. It's something which is called fil badi, that a person instantaneously, you know, you tell him to make a rhyme about something and he would do it. So those people, they understood that the Quran was not just mere poetry, but it was something that came from a higher power. So the people who believed that, of course, they became Muslims. Even the Quraysh, who did not want to believe the Prophet ﷺ, they had to reluctantly admit that the Quran is something very, very special. It's not from any human source. And it's reported about the Munafiqeen that they used to come and sit in secret and listen to the Prophet ﷺ reciting the Quran. So this was how powerful the Quran was. So Allah is saying, أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ أَنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ, is it not enough for them that we revealed upon you the book that has been recited upon them? So the word أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ, is it not enough for them? أَوَلَمْ, لَمْ يَكْفِ, not enough. The word يَكْفِ, the root word is كَافْ, فَا, and يَا. And we have the Urdu word كَافِ. كَافِ هَا, آپ كَافِ هَا, enough for you. So, أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ, is it not enough for them, أَنَّا, that indeed we, أَنزَلْنَا, revealed, the root word of أَنزَلْنَا is نُون, أَزَا, and لَمْ, عَلَيْكَ, upon you, الْكِتَابَ, the book, يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ, that is recited upon them. يُتْلَى, again, the root word of يُتْلَى is ta, lam, and waw, and يُتْلَى is in the passive sense, passive form, recited upon them. Is it not enough for them that we revealed upon you the book that has been recited upon them? إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ الرَّحْمَةِ, indeed in that is indeed mercy, وَذِكْرَى, and a reminder, لِقَوْمٍ, for such people who have iman, yu'minun, that have iman. Indeed, inna, indeed, fi, in it, fi dhalika, in that, la rahma, lam is for ta'keed again, for stress, indeed, rahma, mercy, wa dhikra, and a reminder, li, for, li qawmin, for the people, yu'minun, who have iman. So, indeed, in that, la rahma, rahma is, of course, the root word is rahm, rahameen, ذِكْرَ, the root word is ذِكْر, reminder, and لِقَوْمٍ, for such people, يُؤْمِنُونَ, we've already discussed, the root word is أَلِفْ, مِيمْ, and نُون. So indeed in it, in the Quran, is a reminder and a mercy for people who truly have iman. If a person truly has iman, truly he has faith, then he will accept the Quran for what it is, that it is a book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the thing is that a person has to have iman and he has to accept it. قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Indeed, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough to be a witness between me and between you. The Prophet ﷺ is being told that Allah is a witness between me and you. Basically, I've given you the message, I've given you what I'm supposed to do. Allah is witnessing this, and of course, what will happen on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will bring forth His witness and His testimony, and He will say that you gave them the message and they did not accept. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He knows what is in the heavens and the earth. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ. Those people who have iman in batil. وَكَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ. And they reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Those people are at a severe loss. Again, going back to the translation, قُلْ. Tell them. The root word is from قَوْل قَافْ وَالَامْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet ﷺ, tell them, say to them, kafa, enough, it is enough. And it's again the root word, kaf, fa, and ya. Billahi, Allah is enough, baini, between me, wa bainakum, and between you, shahidan, as a witness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough to be a witness between me and you. Ya'alamu, He knows, ma, whatever, fis samawati wal ard, is in the heavens and the earth. Walladina amanu bil batil, those people that have iman in the batil, those people that have iman in falsehood, wa kafaru billah, and they reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulaika humul khasirun, they are the ones who are al khasirun, they are at a loss. Al khasirun, there's from the word khusran, kha, seen, and ra is the root word. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Khusr is from the same root word. So those people that have iman in batil and they reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such people are at a loss. And batil, of course, the root word is ba, ta, and lam. We mentioned that already. Katharu, the root word is ka, fa, and ra. And khasirun, the root word is kha, seen, and ra. So those people that have iman in batil and they reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, they're going to be at the worst of losses, which is the loss of the hereafter. So they might get whatever they want in this world, but ultimately they will face the ultimate loss, which is the loss of the hereafter. Just a couple of verses left, inshallah. وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ. And they ask you to bring forth the punishment quickly. استعجال, to seek swiftness. استعجال means to seek swiftness and to seek something to be done quickly. The root word is عين, جيم, and لام. عجلة, عجلة, we use the word in Urdu also. عجلت کے ساتھ کام کرنا, جلدی سے کام کرنا. عجلت. And يستعجلونك, they seek عجلة, they seek something to be done quickly. ويستعجلونك بالعذاب, so they want their عذاب to come quickly. They are asking it to come quickly. ولولا أجل مسمى لجاءهم العذاب. If it wasn't for the time to be fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the punishment would come to them. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set a time for them to punish them. Okay? Whether it's in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fixed the time, or in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish them. And particularly for this ummah, the Prophet ﷺ said that the whole ummah collectively will never be punished and destroyed at once. Yes, you might get pockets of punishment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on parts of the ummah at certain times, but the whole ummah will never be destroyed in a collective punishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if it wasn't for a fixed time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allocated for people, then He would bring forth the punishment. But He doesn't want to do that. He's fixed the time, and that time for this ummah is the hereafter particularly. So, وَلَوْلَا أَجَلٌ مُسَمَّى. If it wasn't a fixed time, أجل means a time, a fixed time. مُسَمَّن, fixed. مُسَمَّى, named, actually is the real linguistic meaning. مُسَمَّن, named time. And the مُسَمَّى is from the root word is seen, meme, and ya. Sim mim am ya. It means to name something. Sammaytuhu, whatever. I named him. And musamman, it means something that is named or fixed. If it wasn't for a fixed time, لَجَاءَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ, indeed, a punishment would come to them. Lam, it means indeed. Ja'a, come, it means he came. Ahumul, to them, al-adab, the punishment. So, it means then a punishment would come to them. Ja'a, the root word is jim, ya, and hamza. And it means he came, and al-adab, it's self-explanatory, ayn, dha, and ba, punishment. وَلَيَأْتِيَنَّهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, and indeed it will come to them suddenly, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, and they will not even realize it. And يَأْتِيَنَّ, most certainly it will come to them, lam for ta'kid and noon for ta'kid at the end, and the real word is يَأْتِي. يَأْتِي, it will come to them, بَغْتَةً, suddenly, وَهُمْ, and they, لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, they will not even realize. The root word is shu'ur, sheen, ayn, and ra. They will not even realize. يَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ, and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats that. They want the adab to come quickly. They ask you to bring the adab, the punishment, quickly. وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even if the punishment does not come in this world, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not send them a punishment here, what is going to happen in the hereafter? The Jahannam is going to be encompassing them. It's going to cover them. So you don't have to worry about giving them a punishment here. The punishment will come to them ultimately. So Allah says, وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ, indeed the Jahannam, لَمُحِيطَةٌ, the word, the root word of muhita is ihata. In Urdu we say the same thing, ihata karna, meaning to encompass something, to cover something, or to gather around something. Okay, لَمُحِيطَةٌ, so this punishment is going to cover them or encompass who? بِالْكَافِرِينَ, the kuffar or the disbelievers. يَوْمَ يَغْشَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ وَيَقُولُ ذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, on the day that the punishment is going to cover them from on top of them and from underneath their feet, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, ذُوقُوا, taste what you have been doing. Okay, so يَوْمَ, on the day, يَغْشَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ, يَغْشَى means to cover something, غِشْيَان means to cover. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ, did the news of the غَاشِيَة, الْغَاشِيَة refers to the day of judgment because it's going to be covering everything. So يَغْشَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ, the punishment is going to cover them. From where? مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ, from on top of them. Min, from, فوقهم, on top of them. وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ, and from underneath their feet. Arjul, the plural of rijl is arjul, means from underneath their feet. وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ, from underneath their feet. وَيَقُولُ, and he will say, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, ذُوقُوا, taste. This is the plural of ذُق. ذُق, if you talk to one person, you tell him, taste something. If you are talking to a plural or a jama'ah, you would say ذُوقُوا. Everybody, taste. مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, the root word is ذَوْق. ذَال, وَاو, and قَاف. And this word is used in Urdu also. ذَوْق كِي بَاتَ, شَوْق كِي بَاتَ. ذَوْق means it's a matter of taste. Okay, ذُوقُوا, taste. مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, what you used to do. تَعْمَلُونَ, of course, the root word is عَيْن, ميم, and لَام. So, obviously, they're asking for a punishment to come down in this world. But it's only a matter of time. How long are they going to live? 60 years? 70 years? 80 years? 100 years? 150 years? Ultimately, they have to die and they will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, at that time, that punishment that they've been asking for so long, it will come to them. And that punishment will be such that it's going to cover them from every direction. And they're going to taste what it is that they were asking for. Okay, all the time that they were asking for a punishment, this is the time for the punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to tell them, taste whatever it is that you used to do in this worldly life. So basically, the gist of the whole lesson today was answering all of the objections that were brought forth by the, first of all, the people of the book, or any person who has any objections of the Qur'an, that the Qur'an in itself is a miracle. Any objection to the people who say that the Prophet ﷺ didn't bring any miracle, the Quran is a miracle by itself, and ultimately answering those people who asked for an adab, for a punishment to come down. This is the punishment, that even if they don't get a punishment in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with them in the hereafter. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to understand what is being said and heard. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah.